This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, well, as few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today. I am Tim Brown, the editor at Sons of Liberty Media, and I'm coming to you live from the U.S. Occupied State Inn of South Carolina. Here where it's a little windy out. I don't know what just happened, but we're getting some gusts of wind here. But we're happy to have you here at the Sons of Liberty today for the hour. Thank you for joining us and all of our affiliates who are supporting us as well and carrying the broadcast. We appreciate you very much. If you'd like to call in anytime, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're going to be talking again, the Vegas shooting. Now, this is quickly disappearing out of a lot of the media, okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about that again today. And some other things, I'd like to point you over to our website. But before I do that, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can also go to Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, and you can find us there. And you can follow Bradley at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, that's two E's on Bradley. And you can find that on Twitter, BradleyDean1 there on Twitter. And so I want to point you to sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, I'm going to fill in a couple of days, Lord willing, this week for Bradley. He and his family and his band are traveling around the country, literally from north to south. I think they're on their way to Florida now to do a couple of things there and some speaking engagements, music-wise and other things. So be in prayer for them. Continue to support them. If you'd like to know how to support the Sons of Liberty as they take America's Christian heritage out to the culture, and as they expound upon the gospel of Jesus Christ, you can do so. Go to Sons of Liberty Media or sonsoflibertyradio.com, and there are buttons there for donations. Or you can become a monthly supporter at Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. That's right. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's right at the top, right to the left of the menu that's under the picture there for Sons of Liberty Media, and support that cause. It's not just... well, let me say, if you've never heard Bradley live, it's not your normal church service. Let me put it that way. It is informative. It will open your eyes to a lot of things. And it's a ministry worth supporting because it isn't just that. They have a music ministry as well in which they go out and reach people that some probably would never come to church, but they will come to a rock and roll type concert and love good music. And so you have people from a wide spectrum who come and hear the music. So if you'd like to support that, either on a monthly basis or one-time donation, head over to Sons of Liberty Media or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, pointing you to sonsoflibertymedia.com, wow, this thing with the wine... Stain guy, okay? continues to build up. The interesting thing is, look, Mr. Weinstein is a Hollywood producer. A lot of charges against him about his indiscretions, adulteries, rapes, whatever, sexual abuse, and things of this nature. We've seen this from a guy by the name of Corey Feldman. Now, Corey Feldman was a child actor when I was growing up. Him and Corey Haim were like, you know, tag team in a lot of movies when I was growing up. And of course, Corey Haim had died several years back, and was he had alleged a lot of sexual abuse in the industry, as well as Corey Feldman did as well. And people bring them on shows. They write stories about them. I've written several stories about these things coming out of Hollywood. And yet we don't seem to see anybody bothered by any of this. It's almost reminiscent of things like Hillary Clinton. You know, it's almost reminiscent. It's like you can expose the truth there, and those who have the power and are supposed to be dealing out and meeting out justice against crime are not doing it. They've got their nose in every stinking thing else but what they're supposed to do. And folks, contrary to popular opinion, while government is there to protect the rights of the people, that is a part, that's not the only thing they're there. They're there to mete out justice. Read Romans 13, 1-5. They don't bear the sword in vain. They are ministers of God. They're to punish the evildoers. They're to praise those who do good. So when we have, it doesn't matter if it's a Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, whether it is a Donald Trump or whoever, and they are not meting out justice as it should be, then they're not acting in the office that God has given them. I've said this again, time and again. Look, Donald Trump has done some good things. There's no doubt in my mind. It's documented. I can't deny it. He's done some things well within his office. He's done some things that are unconstitutional, too. But as soon as he won election, you see him backpedal on the issue that he promised the American people in the debates, that he would have his attorney general appoint a special investigator, special prosecutor, to look into Hillary Clinton. We haven't seen hide nor hair of that. Why? Why is Hillary Clinton continuing to be out there? I wrote an article to be out tomorrow on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com in which Julian Assange is calling her out and saying there is something really wrong with Hillary Clinton. Yeah, she's a sociopath. She's a sociopath. And as long as justice is not going to be brought upon her or her husband, they're going to continue to do the very things that they're doing. Now, my hope is, look, I'm not one looking for vengeance or any of that. They haven't done anything specifically to me, but they have violated the law in the capacity in which they were entrusted, and therefore they need to be dealt with severely. However, I would hope there would be people who would actually give them the real, true gospel, and that God would do a work in their heart just like he did in mine. Okay? Just like in many who are listening in this audience, he's done a work in your heart. My question is, who's going to be man or woman enough to stand in front of their quote-unquote political idol or whatever and give them the gospel like Jesus gave the gospel to the people? On the other side of the break, we'll pick this up and we'll talk Las Vegas shooting. So hang around, stick with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. The phone lines are open. Love to take your call. We're going to be talking the Las Vegas shooting, and pardon me if I just have something in my throat that I just want to cough about every 5 seconds. So I apologize for that today, but quickly, let me run down a couple of things that I didn't get to do so in the first segment, and we'll get to Las Vegas shooting, latest news on that. Bombshell, singer Kaya Jones, she is with the group The Pussycat Dolls, targets Hollywood sex abusers. I kept a journal with timelines. There's more than one name. Now, look, Ms. Jones, I don't say that she's not telling the truth. I mean, we have a plethora of people who come out of Hollywood who tell us these things are going on. If you've never been out to Hollywood, trust me. I don't know why they call it Tinseltown. I really don't. I know the history of Hollywood. I know that the guys who started there, many of them were, or some of them were Jewish directors, and they did a lot of films that were biblically based. Family, still today, Cecil D. DeMille, his Ten Commandments is a huge favorite with our family. And there are other ones that used to incorporate, thousands of people in their films, not CGI stuff. I mean, this was, you know, real acting, Charlton Heston and all that, Ben-Hur, all of these old movies that are just, they're great films. They don't have all of the, you know, sci-fi, high-def, CGI stuff and all that. They're great stories, and those guys thought to put a lot of those there. They had standards back then. that certain things couldn't be shown on film and this, that, and the other. But here is this lady. She sings for a group that is very sensual, and yet she's talking about the sex abuse that, and I go, In one sense, I'm going, aren't you sort of putting yourself out there as the lady from Proverbs 6? I'm not saying she deserved to be treated in the way she was. But there are certain aspects in which she does present herself as a woman who seems open to that. And she stayed in the business. She has spoken out against it. And I think there's one thing of you continue to do whatever your talent is and following those kinds of things and point these things out. And she has, in the past, pointed these things out. So you may want to check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com, much like Corey Feldman, Corey Haim did, and others who have come out of Hollywood. Quickly, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Sebastian Gorka. President Trump is kryptonite to political correctness. A DEA or an ex-DEA agent blames Congress and the drug industry for opiate crisis. Of course, the federal government got in places it didn't belong with the quote-unquote war on drugs, while its own CIA is running the drug war, or not running the drug, they're running the drug trade into America. So, yeah, it's a problem. Check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, professional Muslim liar Qasim Rashid. Islam can help us prevent more sexual abuse scandals. Really? Islam promotes sexual slavery. That's what we're seeing all throughout UK by Muslims who are coming in and settling in there and setting up camp is because they do it through procreation. Doesn't matter if it's their wife, their sex slave, or raping good little white girls. Okay? That is part of that culture. It is part of that teaching. There is no denying it. It is so evident. And people who want to whitewash that, you're going to get what you're asking for. Okay? We need to expose the works of darkness. Okay, now, Vegas shooting. Over the weekend, I wrote an article titled, Vegas Shooting Survivor Dies Suddenly from Seizures After Posting Her Account of Multiple Shooters. Now, of course, some people have put it out as just, she died suddenly after posting her account, as though something nefarious was going on. Now, I'm not saying something did it. She's a fairly young lady. I think she was like 28. This young lady, Kimberly Schuomel, I believe is how you pronounce her name. I'm not quite sure. But she was there in Vegas. She was at the concert. She did escape. She was unharmed. But she had a history of having seizures and some, you know, physical problems from that. And then apparently she posted what she experienced on a Facebook post, which has been pulled down. But we have archived in the article at sonsoflibertymedia.com. So, you can go there, you can see the original post, we've got it linked, and then we have the text of that post in which she claims there were multiple shooters. Now, I know immediately people will say, well, you're in the midst of a turkey shoot, which is basically what it was. And that's no disrespect to victims' families, right? It's what it was. I mean, these people were gathered, 20,000 people in this place, in this big area there in Vegas, right on the strip. And you've got shooters from at least one location, and I think we have acoustic analysis, which I think is pretty accurate. You can read that, too, at sonsoflibertymedia.com, which indicate that there is a shooter who is at a shorter distance than someone at Mandalay Bay. And I can give you my whole thoughts on that. I've read some of the things about the FBI. Of course, Pamela Giller has pointed out we can't trust them for a number of reasons, including one that was very personal to her, that the FBI concealed from her threats against her own life, didn't want to deal with the Garland issue or the guy who wanted to behead her, not to mention the serious, you know, flub-ups, I don't know what to call them, that the FBI has done in dealing with other jihadis in our country. And so the question then becomes, can we trust the FBI? Well, I don't think that we can. I know there are some good guys in the FBI. Don't get me wrong, I do. Just like in everything, there are some good guys here and there. No question about it. It's the guys at the top that really concern me because they're kind of orchestrating everything. Remember James Comey? Yeah, remember that guy? What about the CIA? Are we sure the CIA isn't working inside America? We have a lot of reports where they are working within our own media, feeding us the propaganda. And like I've said before, look, even when I write certain things, I can't be sure that everything I'm told is even true. I can't go to a place and verify it. I don't have reporters on the ground. I have to kind of look and see, okay, what is being said here? What are we given? How do I filter that? Is this believable? And so we have questions that come out of that. Well, Ms. Schumel decided to write about what took place with her. And 4 days later, after she made the post on Facebook, she died. Now, her grandmother believes that the shooting actually brought on the severe seizures she had that killed her. She died within 2 hours of her husband leaving for work that morning, that she died. And you can read the full post there. I don't have time to read everything, but I can tell you this. She said, there were bullets coming from all over. It was almost as if the people were chasing us. Okay? And for those of you who say, there's no blood, there's no dead people. Look, there are dead people. There are. That doesn't mean that something can't be a false flag. It doesn't mean that something can't be an Islamic terror attack or any of those. I mean, there were the theories there, and some of them sound more plausible than the official narrative. Let me put it that way. That Mr. Paddock was actually an arms dealer, and that he had the cameras up there to record everything to, quote-unquote, catch jihadis who were going to do what they were going to do. And instead, the jihadis found out about it. They came in and killed him, and then they shot everybody. I don't know if it's true or not. The only thing we have are a group of officers. I think it was four of them. They showed up on 60 Minutes. It's a great interview, by the way, if you want to check it out. And they talk about how they came in. Now, there's audio recording. We have that at sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, where they breach the door. They talk about how he had sealed off the stairwell exit with metal plates and screws. They found tools in his apartment. In the room there at the Mandalay Bay, they found obviously multiple weapons and things. And here's the thing. I don't care if the guy was a real jihadi and he just took it out on the people, just like the official narrative says. Okay? The people are dead. He committed murder. And the issue that we have is we have to deal with that. And more gun laws aren't going to stop that. On the other side of the break, we'll continue the discussion with Texas.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to join in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic, please. We're talking Las Vegas shooting and the death of Miss Kimberly Schumel. Just a little over a week after the shooting, she was not injured. She was there. And she gives her account of it. I want to present to you some of that account, in which she was with some friends there at the concert. She says, and I quote, after about 20 minutes of, Jason Aldean's set, I got this overwhelming feeling to go stand over by Cassie. I guess that's one of her friends. I can't tell you why, but I did. The entire time I was dancing next to her, I kept thinking to myself, why? Why don't I go back to my spacious area? There is no room to dance over here. I am not having a good time over here. Okay, on the next song I will. But there wasn't a next song. From about 50 feet in front of us and a little to the right, firecrackers were set off. Let me repeat that. This is her saying it. Firecrackers were set off. I verbally stated some expletives, just shot off firecrackers in close proximity to many people. I was literally ticked off. You could see Jason Aldean look to his left, kind of startled by it, but he was also clearly irritated. I would say about 15 seconds later, the first volley of gunfire was released. And of course, let me pause here just a second from her story. Excuse me. We have video of this. There's still video. I've seen that, where the pops of these firecrackers, it's kind of hard to tell a difference when you're watching it on a video. I'm sure it's probably different when you're live there, but there it almost sounds identical to the bullets hitting the pavement kind of thing. You don't have the report of the gun, but you have that little pecking that you hear, kind of sound that's going on. So this is what she's saying is going on. 15 seconds later, the first button, back to her story, this is her quote, I would say about 15 seconds later, the first volley of gunfire was released. It was a shorter volley than any of the others, and the gunfire was not as close together either. Everyone looked up, down, around. We thought it was more firecrackers at first, but then Ricky reached over, told us all to put our boots on quickly, and the volley ended. And the people started to panic. The gentleman behind me looked at me as I was putting on my boots, half laying down, and said, "Calm down, crazy. It's just fireworks. Jeez." That's when the second volley went off. Ricky yelled at all of us to get down. We immediately knew there was something shooting at us, or someone shooting at us. And I remember getting down, but I didn't lay flat for some reason, thinking, oh my gosh, I need to get flatter than I am now. But my body just wouldn't let me. That was the second volley. At the end of that volley, and I'm still struggling to get my boots on, we turned and tried to run. But the people behind us still weren't moving. I yelled at the lady, "Run, it's gunfire, run." The look on her face was pure terror, but she finally dropped her stuff and turned to begin running. And the third volley hit, and it was close, very, very close to us. I could physically see the impact of the bullets on the AstroTurf. I could feel the warmth and the passing of the bullets. Once that third volley was over, Cassie linked her arm into mine, and we decided at that moment we weren't stopping. We were going to get out of there. The gentleman that mocked me, stating it was just fireworks, fell to the ground, and he never got back up. The lady behind me, who was now in front of me, who was terrified as I told her to run, never got back up. Actually, I had to physically step over her body to run. And apparently that was something she continued to struggle with even days after. She wrote this, I think it was October the 5th. So it's several days after the event had taken place. Kimberly goes on to tell that there were multiple shooters. Now, again, you can say, well, you know, she's in the midst of everything. She just hears bullets coming. And I agree with you. She has no idea where they're coming from. She just knows they're hitting the ground close to her and around her. I agree. She's not giving any kind of forensic evidence, much like Mike Adams from Natural News did in his audio forensic analysis of the videos that we have, in which there are an indication that there are at least two shooters. And if you listen to the police reports, there are at least two shooters that they know of. Of course, they're targeting them in the Mandalay Bay. Mike says that one of them is much closer than Mandalay Bay, probably within 150 to 200 yards, or feet, I'm sorry, than the shooter at Mandalay Bay. So I say that to you, and you say, well, you're just a conspiracy theorist. And Bradley, I don't even need to go on this. Look, if you have a problem with conspiracy theory and that whole thing, and you're a Christian, let me remind you of something, of the biggest conspiracy of all. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage? Right? And they conspire against who? The Lord and against His anointed. How is that applied? It's applied against the Lord Jesus. Were Jews conspiring against Jesus? You know they were. Were they pressuring the Romans? Were the Romans in on the conspiracy? Of course they were. They let it happen. They went and carried out the dirty deed for the Jews at the time. And if you're offended by that, this is not anti-Semitic. This is just New Testament biblical. I don't hate Jews. That would be anti-Semitic. And a lot of Jews aren't even Semitic people. They're Caucasian like I am. Okay? But here's the thing. And listen to me carefully. The Jews that he's responding to are those who took the Old Testament, but they put something above that. They put their Talmud. They put the Mishnah. They put the rabbis all ahead of what God had said in the Old Testament. And that's what Jesus constantly called them out on, folks. In Matthew 5, Sermon on the Mount, he's saying, you've heard it said, but I say to you, Jesus wasn't giving a new law. You say, well, but he talked about the heart. Well, the Old Testament deals with that. Paul says the one that got him was the one that was specifically heart. It was not anything to do with the physical. And that was the commandment, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor any other thing that is your neighbor's. And Paul's going, hey, I was a Jew of Jews. I focused on the outside. I wasn't doing these things that it said to do. But he said, the one that got me was that one right there. Not to covet. Because that was not an external thing. That was an internal thing. Do you get me? You covet your neighbor's wife. The external of that is you're going to commit adultery. And Jesus said, if you lust after her, you're going to commit adultery. Murder? Okay, I didn't kill anybody. But I got it in my heart, right? So Jesus says, you're coveting, you want to steal, commit adultery, whatever the case may be. You see, there's a real issue that takes place there. And we have to understand that. And somebody, whether it was Paddock or whether it was other people and he's a Patsy or whatever the case may be, the focus I want you to see here is not who done it. Okay? But what I want you to see is the response of your representatives. Your representatives have forgotten the fact that you cannot control the human heart. And the human heart that is bound on murder or theft or adultery or whatever crime, sin, whatever it is that they're going to do, they're going to do it. You can't write enough pieces of paper to stop them. I've got a call coming in. Bob's on the line. I don't know why Bob's calling, but Bob, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Well, I can be Bob for today, just like I can be gender fluid. I cannot be a male. I can be a girl, right? So maybe I'm Bobette. Actually, it's Tom from Baltimore.
Well, welcome, Tom. What comments do you have?
Pardon me? Pardon me?
What comment did you have?
Okay, I wanted to address real quick. You had asked a question about James Comey, the criminal, and the CIA. By the way, both organizations should be abolished along with the DEA and many other organizations. They're not constitutional, and they certainly, if they were, they're certainly criminal enough that they should be completely removed, and the people within those groups should be prosecuted. But I want you to listen to what James Comey said about the CIA. They're so emboldened, or let me put it this way, they're either very inept at knowing the law, and he's a lawyer, by the way, he's no cop, or they're extremely adept at doing their criminal activities. Listen real quick to this.
A great example of this occurred in the summer of 1998 with the attacks on the American embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. The investigation that followed that involved both agency people and Federal Bureau of Investigation people. And the way we did it was, the people went on searches together to do search warrants in East Africa. We sent people from both organizations. So if something was found that later was going to be useful in a criminal case, the FBI agents could testify about it. It was never going to be necessary to talk about the CIA's activities or its presence. That was consistent with the law, but it required trust building to get there. 3 years later, FBI personnel testified about those searches in a federal courtroom.
Now, he just admitted to a crime that's a violation of the Brady Act. The defendant would have been fully entitled to know everybody who was involved within that search. What he's telling you is that they're doing joint operations and they're keeping from the federal government, we the people, the fact that the CIA is jointly involved in these investigations. That's all you need to know about their criminality. He admitted this on C-SPAN. It aired once. I snatched it up as soon as it aired because I knew exactly what he was talking about. A lot of people wouldn't realize that he's admitting to a crime. There's your answer.
Yeah, Tom, we've got a break coming up. Thank you for sharing the audio and your comments, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, so hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. That music kind of gets you jumping, that bumper music. I just want to play the air drums a little bit. Back to what we were talking about. Thank you, Tom, for your comments and for the audio you provided. You're exactly right. Look, we're fed the lie, and it is a lie, that the CIA is not to be operating on United States soil, and that the FBI is not to be dealing except here domestically. And we have allowed these things. They're unconstitutional. You say, well, Congress authorized this, that, and that. Well, Congress wasn't given the authority to do these things. Okay? They just were not given the authority for these things. My goodness. If you look, I get frustrated at this because it's so basic. Okay? It's very basic. We have one guy that our Constitution puts forth who is to be in the executive branch, and that is the president. That's it. It isn't a bunch of other representatives. It isn't czars. It isn't all this other stuff. All right? We've allowed that because Congress continues to write laws and implement things that they have no business in. I made mention this morning in a comment. Look, the Health and Human Services, okay? Actually, I made it yesterday, I'm sorry. They defined life as from conception to natural death. Good for them. It is good to hear people talk like that. It should be talked like that. Life begins at conception because you can't pinpoint it any other place you want to. You can argue. You can be one of the... Look, I'm not against pro-life people. I know they mean well. But here's the thing. Pro-life, in almost every circumstance, politically, is pro-regulating abortion. You can't do it before this many days of a heartbeat. You can't do it because this is the day when pain is sensed. Well, why don't you just get down to it? Because you can't prove any of that stuff. And why? And many of you are Christian. So why don't you go to the Bible, which talks about the fact that we were knit in our mother's wombs, that God wrote all our parts in His book. I mean, if you take, I'm going through the catechism with, Westminster Catechism with my kids. How did Christ, the Son of God, how did He become a man? He took a true body and a reasonable soul. He's born of the Virgin. He was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and He was born of her, yet without sin. Folks, life begins there. And when we get to the issue that when we're dealing with those who take life, it's a problem. It's a real problem. It's not just adults. It's not just children. I know a lot of people like to put the emotional thing on children. And we get emotional about that. Don't get me wrong. I got 10 kids of my own. It's very emotional for me. But the law is above emotion. And I want to point you to the words, some of the last words, that were written by Kimberly concerning her eyewitness account of the Las Vegas shooting. Here's what she said. I've been watching the news nonstop since I arrived back home to my family, and I just can't make sense. The story that you're feeding, that is the word that she's using. She's feeding everyone, doesn't add up to our eyewitness accounts. There is something wrong with what they're saying, and the evidence seems fake, if you'd ask me. This is a lady who's there, not a reporter who's writing after the fact, talking secondhand, investigators looking at this, that, and the other. She was somebody who was there. There are multiple people saying that there was a lady towards the beginning of the evening who made her way up to the stage warning people we were all going to die. I wrote on that. We questioned whether it was the lady who was said to be over in the Philippines, Mr. Paddock's girlfriend. We don't know. Okay? Nobody has audio. Nobody has video of that. It's amazing to me that in all of this, somebody didn't pull that out and say, this lady is crazy. I got a video of this and put this on YouTube. Maybe they did. Maybe they're among those people that the FBI has scrubbed the video. And YouTube is dumping videos like, you know, bad donuts. I don't think there is a bad note. Bad tomatoes, okay? I mean, that's what they're doing. They're getting rid of videos left and right that expose the fact that there might be multiple shooters. I don't know. I wasn't there. But why not leave the videos up? Let people make their decision for themselves. I don't care if it's against the official narrative. Kimberly goes on. There are multiple people saying that there were a lady towards the front doing this. Her and her boyfriend were escorted off the premises. Why has she not been mentioned by authorities? Every single survivor I have talked to also remembers multiple shooters and at least one from the ground. Why aren't we being taken more seriously? Tons of things don't add up. Now, look, I don't know Kimberly's spiritual condition, but she says, I praise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for surviving a horrific incident. Yeah, you should praise Him. He's the one who had His hand on you for whatever reason and other people from not getting shot. No question about that. And even those who survived had His hand on you. And guess what? Those who died, yep, had His hand on them too. Some people don't like that scenario. But I believe in a God who's fully in control of every bullet, of every breath, of every heartbeat, of every incident, including those that are evil. You say, well, He could stop it if you want. That right there, if you want to make that argument and say, don't put this on, God's doing things for His glory. This is where I want to pull all of this together. He's doing everything for His glory. A lot of Christians, sadly, you have bought into the notion that when you get saved from your sins, you pray a sinner's prayer, which isn't even biblical. I mean, you don't see anybody really doing that without a tremendous change of their life. The The thing is this. God is in control. The Bible tells us that He holds the heart of the king in His hand. He turns it wherever He will. He's decreed, and you know what? Everything that comes to pass because God has decreed it. Because God is interested. He's not interested in a warm, fuzzy thing with you. Okay? I'm just going to tell you. He is a father. He's a loving father, and He's a king. Don't get me wrong. But the reality is this, people. We can focus on the news, and that's fine. We have to point out certain things that are going on because we have to expose the works of darkness. I mean, I could tell you about other stories that I had. Vegas police block investigative reporter from press conference after she exposed the fact that the security guard, Jesus Campos, is basically a fraud. He's working for a fraud company. He's even listed with the Las Vegas state there. We can talk about the third timeline that's emerged after Sheriff Lombardo's press conference, of which he would have been questioned by those reporters that he barred from coming in. We can talk about all that. But what does this really boil down to? Everybody is eventually going to meet the same end of 59, 60 people in Las Vegas the other week. We're all going to meet our Maker. We're all going to meet our Creator. And if you claim you don't believe in Him, I don't believe you. Romans 1 says you know He's there. You just don't want to honor Him as that. You're mad at Him for something. I get it. He took your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife. He didn't let you do this, that, or the other. And you're mad at Him. But He's still there. You claiming you don't believe in Him doesn't make Him not exist any more than you claiming I don't exist stops my voice from talking on this radio show. But I can tell you this. There is a Savior from sin. No matter if you're hit with a bullet in Las Vegas or you die of natural causes, there is a Savior from sin. Maybe you're contemplating some things like the alleged shooter Stephen Paddock was. And you say, I don't want to do this, and you find yourself driven to do it. There's a Savior for you too. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says if you'll call upon His name, you'll be saved. And Jesus Himself said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I don't claim to be some, what I think is a charlatan like some of these guys you see on TV. Okay? But maybe there's somebody out there, you're thinking these things. Maybe you're thinking, God doesn't care about me this and the other. Oh, He cares. And He's going to glorify Himself in you one way or the other. I just point you to Romans 9. He's going to glorify you as He glorified Moses in showing grace. Or He's going to glorify Himself in you like a Pharaoh and harden your heart. The question is this. When the Bible says that you should repent, you should turn from your sin. Is God extending to you grace? Or is He hardening your heart? I can't answer that question for you. But I can tell you this. God did give command. He gave it to the prophets. He gave it through His own Son. He gave it through the apostles to repent. To turn from sin. And seek His mercy. Glory.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.